This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so I met a fascinating guy in May of this year. His name is Riaz Mulla. He runs a company called Hyperion Development. He previously worked at... you've got to learn to stop these things before they start. He started this business, and he previously worked in the search team at Google as an associate product manager intern, where he contributed to the development of Google's voice search and the latest version of Android. So he's no fool. He's also become a Gates Cambridge Scholar. He did that in 2014. He holds a master's in advanced computer science, Mubs, with distinction from King's College at the University of Cambridge. Huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we're not messing around
here. Oh, no. He also has a master's in technology policy from the University of Cambridge Judge Business School, which he read as a Global Leaders Canon Collins Scholar. He also completed his undergraduate degree in artificial intelligence and computer science at the University of Edinburgh. So he is absolutely the person to talk to when it comes to talking about software development. And I'm happy that he's on the line. I haven't spoken to him in a while. Is he on Skype or is he on the phone? Skype. What's that?
Skype.
All right. Skype. Thank you, Flex. Skype, Skype, Skype. Let me just get him on here. Speak to Riaz. I haven't seen him in a while. He's you're in Durban right now, right, Riaz?
Yep, Darren.
How are you, man?
Good, yourself, all the time.
Good. Again, just looking at these qualifications, I am hopelessly underqualified to even talk to you. In fact, I'm going to go off to university and we can continue this conversation in about 4 years' time.
Nah, I think, you know, education is education, but you learn a lot, you know, in the real world. So I'm sure you can teach me a lot.
Now, listen, first of all, congratulations on the award from Facebook. I saw this all over the news, and I saw that you even got Mark Zuckerberg liking one of your updates.
Yeah, thanks. It's it's great for us to get the recognition and support from Facebook now, adding to our partnerships. You know, we already have Google on board, so to also have Facebook back us is great.
Tell me what the award was for.
Sure. So Facebook ran something called the Africa Innovation Challenge Award, where they invited tech startups to apply over the course of this year and try to pitch, you know, is what they're doing causing some social good? Mm-hmm. And they had two categories, social good in the category of just providing education and social good by providing economic empowerment.
Right.
And so they had six awards in total. Two grand prize awards in each of those categories, and we snagged the grand prize for economic development. Hmm. And so really what it's saying is that, you know, the business we operate, it's not a traditional business, it's a social enterprise. So we're helping people, you know, get into stable careers, get into jobs that can change their future and the lives of their families forever. By giving them training in software development, they can get these really well-paying careers, which can help with, you know, the huge youth unemployment rates we see, not just in South Africa, but other African countries.
Are we producing enough software developers, and are there enough institutions that can give people the kind of tools that they need to be capable and dependable software developers?
We're definitely not producing enough software developers. So the place that people traditionally go to learn software development is to study computer science at a university. And in South Africa, you know, we have a huge problem. The degree, the university degree with the highest failure rates in this country is computer science.
Really?
It's an average of about 88% failure rates. So, you know, only 12% of students going into that degree, and this is across all universities, even come out with it. So, you know, you end up getting 200 to 300 new graduates in the field each year. And, you know, there are thousands of unfilled jobs in the field.
So are you guys able to fill that gap, or is it something that requires more of us to put our shoulders to the grindstone on this?
I think we play a part. Other people have to come in and support too. So, you know, we are a bit overwhelmed actually with the demand that we get, not just from working professionals who want to move into the field of software development, but, you know, everybody from parents to teachers to university academics who come to us to learn software development. Mm-hmm. So we play a role, and we are the largest trainer of software development right now in South Africa. So we're definitely hoping to continue playing a very big role.
Hyperion Development, you guys take in students. How does it work? I mean, are people able to just approach you directly and enroll? What kinds of costs are involved? How is it possible? Because this is one of those career paths that I think a lot of people are excited about because it's future-proof in some ways. How do you begin if you are if I'm listening to you now telling me about Hyperion and what you guys do? How do I get involved with you?
Sure. So, you know, we run an online course platform. So anybody can go to our website, www.hyperiondev.com. And basically, there's about 14 courses we offer now. So anybody can sign up for those courses. Mm-hmm. You know, we have courses on everything from web development to mobile development to more theoretical computer science. And those courses are all delivered online part-time. But, you know, we are offering courses where you're not just sitting there watching videos, downloading notes. We actually give you a human trainer, somebody based in Africa who's going to kind of be there to mark your work on a daily basis, to chat with you on a daily basis, and even to Skype with you and give you kind of mentorship on a weekly basis. We've also just launched face-to-face courses in South Africa, in Cape Town, Johannesburg, Durban. So once a week, you can go in after hours to a venue, meet your trainer, and then work with him. But what we've found so far is that the online courses, they work very well because, you know, we have a human there that's ready to help all day. And we're not just saying that. A core part of our product and education is we believe that these skills are kind of hard to learn and you really need somebody there to help you. And so we've gone out of our way to really make sure we have online trainers, a lot of them, to be able to help a student at any time of the day. In terms of the time it takes to complete a course, our courses typically take about 3 months part-time, so 4 to 8 hours a week. After hours, somebody can take this course and learn the skills at their own pace. But generally, it's about 3 to 6 months part-time. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at about 9,000 Rand per course to take that part-time. But we take it a step further, you know, because we're a social enterprise. So if you are unemployed, if you're low income, or even if you're still studying full-time, say at a university, mm-hmm. you can actually take a free course with us. Wow. So when you go to our website and you sign up for a course, you just kind of state that you fall into this kind of low income category, and then we offer you the course for free in a different type of experience.
That's terrific.
And that's why, you know, Facebook decided to work with us, because look, most people in South Africa don't have access to education. Most people, especially in this field, don't have access to education. And so we're trying to balance the scales by saying, you buy a course with us, we'll use some of that money to support free education for low-income demographics. And what we actually do is we deliver those courses to low-income demographics, and the top performers, we actually look to hire them in-house for our own software development team or as online trainers to continue the cycle of education.
Terrific. In other words, you had the answer to Fees Must Fall before all this nonsense started. If they'd just come to you, we could have resolved the whole thing much more timeously.
Yeah, you know, well, that's why I started Hyperion. I started Hyperion when I was a student at UKZN in 2012, and in 2010. And, you know, the kind of protests back then were still going on at UKZN. And, I think a lot of that student unrest and anger is caused by, you know, people can't complete their studies for whatever reason it is. And, you know, especially in computer science, that massive failure rate was really shocking.
Well, Riaz, all I can say is well done and keep doing the excellent work that you're doing. I believe you've also got some grant money from Google, and the South African government might match that, which is terrific, so that at a policy level, you're starting to make breakthroughs. But congratulations on all that you've done so far, and I hope you keep churning out really, really terrific software developers.
Thank you so much, Gareth.
Very good. Thank you. There's Riaz Mula. He's the founder and director of Hyperion Development.
This is CliffCentral.com.